Talking with Gustav Nilsson of Pipersville, PA. You were born in Vienna. How did you come to live in the county? And were you aware of Bucks County as an artistic community?
Yes, I was aware of that. I did a great deal of commercial artwork in Philadelphia. Originally from New York, actually, and I did the work in Philadelphia. So we decided to live closer to our work and came out to Bucks County.
Between New York and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You find that's an advantage, that it is kind of central between Philadelphia and New York, and that where there's
it
a lot going on.
It worked very well that way, in both ways.
You studied under some very interesting people.
Yes, mostly in commercial artwork, actually, you know, which I did up to about, till I retired, you know. Since then, I've been doing watercolors and...
You studied in Vienna?
Originally, yes.
Has living in Bucks County been a positive experience for you with your artwork?
Yes, definitely. That it did. I've become, you know, become fairly well known around and did quite a great many people that have my pictures.
Can you earn a living with artwork in Bucks County?
Well, not exactly, not entirely, no. Not too many people can, especially not at my age.
Affiliated with galleries and so forth in the county, though.
Yeah.
In the county. What do you think about the county's art support system?
I'm afraid I don't know much about it.
So that I would take that to mean that you think more could be done.
Well,
I
suppose that they do considerable amount, you know. But at my age, you know, I'm a little bit out of the general run of things, flow of things, you know. So therefore, I haven't really found out too much about it, you know. It's my own fault, no doubt, you know, but just a little bit.
I think that's maybe a lot of the appeal.
Sitting around at home more than I don't get around too much.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of the appeal of Bucks County, is that artists can concentrate on their work without having seeming like anyone's looking over their shoulder or anything.
Well, I'm very glad that I came to Bucks, that we moved to Camp Bucks County, which was about 38 years ago, and I've liked it ever since. My art, I did very well with my artwork around here, galleries, shows. There's large opportunities of, you know, in shows and so on, in art shows, art.
The exhibit at the Tinicum exhibit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very lucky there too. That generally sold whatever I put in. Association, you know, Torstein, Yardley, and New Hope Art Association I belong to. Those three.
You work.
And I show in those three.
The gallery in Peddler's Village, I think. During the day?
In the yard, which is, you know, it's part of Peddler's Village right now, the same one. Yeah, in the gallery there, I have one of the members, you know. I don't think you can get any light there.
Yeah.
Can you develop it faster than it's... You do it yourself. Yeah.
That's part of the advantage of what we're doing, is that we get to process and stuff
One of the reasons we came out here is that I was part owner in an art service in New York, and we happened to do a great deal of work with Profilco, which has a main office in Philadelphia at that time. And through traveling back and forth to Philco, that's to some extent really was responsible for us to come out here, closer to Philadelphia actually than to New York. You know. But when the war, beginning of the war, of course, those companies didn't do any advertising anymore, only artwork, so I eventually had to get back to New York again. However, we stayed, the family stayed out here. I just commuted back and forth.
So you paint mainly Bucks County country scenes, New England shore, and European scenes?
Yeah, my wife comes from Salem, Massachusetts. So we spent quite a good deal up at the North Shore, Massachusetts, all the way up to Maine, which I like. And quite a bit of painting there. And of course, since I originate from Europe, I've been traveling over there several times and pick up quite a bit of stuff, you know, quite a bit of scenery over there.
Do you travel quite a bit?
Well, yes, I'd like to get around. I've been in Europe about 4 or 5 times. And all the way out west a couple of times, and of course New England, a great deal.
Would you see any improved ways of presenting art to people in the county as a more unified approach than say what has already been done, or you believe that there are enough existing facilities for that?
Well, at the moment I think there's pretty much coverage. The art leagues, I think, do a very good job. You know, there's enough of them around, you know, I guess almost any larger city has one. And I think they do quite a job. And cover a great deal. And
there's a lot to cover in this county.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I don't really know what else can be done in the shows, I suppose, possibly. Well, the Art Alliance, of course, also has a show. And I don't know what there's any connection between the council and the Art Alliance. Did you know?
No. I think they're separate.
They're separate, yeah. Well, I can't really say anything because I have no idea. The function of either one as such, you know, just what more can be done. It's really hard to say. I think they cover it pretty well.
I think that then for anyone who is genuinely interested, there is enough around for them if they're genuinely interested.
Yeah, I think so. I should think so. I think that's pretty well covered, you know. I guess from quite a ways back when a great many of people lived out here, you know, the actors and show people used to live out here, and I guess and that brought a considerable interest to all people in Bucks County originally, and that's still, I think it's still.
You think that it's
because we get quite a good
the feeling here is. Do you think that the feeling here is more traditional than contemporary?
I think so. Yes, definitely.
And you see this as a plus to you in your own work, of course.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Sort of relaxing in a way.
Yeah.